The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Week 16 Pick'em Show, everybody. Delco, it's Week 16, right? All right. Just checking. It's been a brutal one on the old bank account for Ross Patterson here this year, but with a separate email, I've been able to go to mybookie.com and enter that promo code Drinker Bros to double my first deposit up to $1,000 and kind of reload on another email. Don't tell them I'm telling you to do this right now. Man. Can't remember a more fucked up year than this, Bob.
It's bad.
It's bad.
It's like the worst version of parody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like parody, people think parody's good. That's not, it can be, but it's like, what kind of parody
right
do you want?
Parody is good if the other teams are great.
Right.
This year in college football, for example.
A ton of parody.
And it was great. You didn't have a quarterback for Ohio State. Georgia's defense wasn't as good as it was in years past. Alabama was able to overcome not having a quarterback and superstar wide receivers and all that stuff. It's been a fun year.
You could look down the top 15 right now on the whatever the last rankings were and be like, these are all like good fucking teams.
Flip a coin.
Whereas in years past, you know, once you get to like 11, 12, you're like, dang, that team's full of bitches. Like,
right.
There's just, who else are you going to put there?
But then the NFL is a totally different story this year where I think we've all been stuck on the same four teams all year. And it's not great, and it keeps getting worse. As of right now, Jamar Chase is now out for the Bengals. So not only do you have Burrow out, now you got Jamar Chase out.
I don't think they need Burrow anymore anyway.
They might not.
Yeah.
They might not. Did you see him slam his helmet down after that win and then scream into the camera?
Yeah. That's what you get for fucking cutting me or whatever.
Yeah. That's what you get for fucking cutting
me. I mean, look, the NFL is not college, but Browning was a legit dude in college. So it's not like he's like a total fucking nobody or anything like that.
No. And you know what's weird about him is like he has a look in his eyes where he seems unaffected by everything. Usually I look at these guys, I'll just take Ohio State, for example, with Kyle McCord. It's kind of a deer in headlights where it's nerves in the moment and all that other shit. Like the moment, for whatever reason, doesn't seem big for Browning. Like even though they were down 17-3, they were able to come back and he never seemed affected by it.
He's a big time dude. He was a 4-star recruit out of high school. He fucking played in the college football playoff, got fucking railed by Alabama. But I mean, he's, and then also I think once you're in the NFL, and you kind of know this as an actor, right? Yeah. If you're not a star as an actor, necessarily.
Yeah.
If you're not a star in the NFL, I think really quickly your soul hardens and you don't care about anything anymore. And you're just like in the business of it at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're working.
Yeah. You become a worker at that point.
Correct.
Because you read what the terrain really is. It's not a fucking episode of Entourage. So it's
100%. And like for me, as far as Hollywood goes, like I always viewed myself as like a working person where it was like, great, what's the gig? What do we do? Do you care about what's going on? It's like, no, not really. Like that's what a working actor is. He is a working quarterback in the NFL where you plug him in and great, he's ready to go. He's a professional and he can perform. This is a rare example because, you know, we see the rest of the NFL with these backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's fucking grim.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
It's a shit show. Whereas Browning could lead these guys into the playoffs, the Jamar Chase thing hurts, though. I mean, God damn.
Yeah, that's rough.
T. Higgins looked great last week. Mixon is Mixon. He's fine back there. But then you got Tyler Boyd. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen.
They got weapons. They got a lot of weapons.
I got weapons, but yeah. Like they're losing their weapons week by week. Everybody's losing their weapons. We'll start off with the Steelers this week. Pickett is still out.
We get the Saints and the Rams.
Before. Well, hang on.
Okay. But
as far as like the NFL is concerned, Pickett is out.
Yeah.
Rudolph is going to start. Mason Rudolph is going to start.
Fucking.
He's back. Mason Rudolph.
He never
back.
Left. He never went anywhere.
I didn't know. I thought he got cut.
He just got put in jail for allegedly calling Myles Garrett something, but probably not. I don't even fucking know.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Jamar Chase is out. All these guys. And shit, then people who weren't supposed to play on Monday night ended up playing and not playing. So,
right.
Jalen Hurts. Gamblers were pissed about this, myself included. Allegedly, the Eagles didn't tell the NFL until 45 minutes until kickoff that Jalen Hurts was going to play. Now, that certainly affects the line. It affects the bets and all that other shit.
Oh, that's been a big thing this week. Me and Dan were actually noticed this in the midst of a show last week or earlier this week. I don't even know what fucking time is anymore.
Sure.
But Vegas knew before every single other person that UTSA...
Frank Harris wasn't going to play.
Frank Harris for UTSA wasn't going to play. UTSA had not announced it. UTSA was denying it. Its beat reporters were denying it. College football reporters were like, he's on the ground. He's suited up, all this stuff. Yeah. No one knew. Vegas somehow got the inside scoop, literally probably from someone within the program.
Well, I mean, he had a shoulder injury going back to the Tulane game, but...
Okay, he did, but the line was what? It dropped 4 points in a day.
It went from like 10.5 to, I think... 8 or 7.5.
So did you guys bet this in real life, and did that affect you?
Bet UTSA.
I took the over, but the over hit on the dot. It was a push, 52.
Okay, and then what about you?
I took UTSA -8 because I looked real quick at their backup QB's numbers. I guess he played most of the game against Army. I don't remember if he started or not, but he slung it, 3 touchdowns. Like, he had a good
game.
Did
you win?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they covered easily. They won by like 17.
So here was the gripe with Monday night's game with the Eagles of a lot of people had bet on Seattle because Hurts was not supposed to play whatsoever.
Right.
And then, boom, he's in there. They're down most of the game. Everybody's freaking the fuck out, myself included. I had, I think, $250 or $300 on that game, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, he's out. This is dog shit. Geno Smith was supposed to start in that game.
Yeah.
Didn't. It was Drew Lock, which I'm fine with. Like, I still believe in Drew Lock, and then you got to see what he does with weapons. Now, granted, for whatever reason, the first half they didn't let him throw, open up the offense in the second half. He looked great.
Well, Kenneth Walker had a really good game.
He did.
So, you know.
They've got a shit ton of weapons.
They really fucking do. They really fucking
Drew Lock could be the starting quarterback of Seattle.
Yeah.
Like, in my opinion. But I got lucky with a last second touchdown there and ended up covering. But I'm still pretty pissed off as a gambler that, like, you're not
going to
tell me who the fucking starting quarterbacks are for both teams an hour before the game? Like, fuck off. So I don't really understand that. And let's face it, gambling has lifted all of these ratings this year. So, like, you owe it to people. And I know Barstool said this. I know Alex Monaco said this and Kelly from Vegas and all them said this. And we all had the same exact opinion on this where, look, I know it's not about gambling. I know it's about the game itself and how the game is played. However, because of what gambling has done for the sport, done for the ratings, done for the money, done for the fucking commercials and the advertising and everything else, yes, you owe it to us to tell us who the fucking starting quarterback is.
I would actually, if I was the Eagles, for example, my retort would be suck my dick. Because it's an advantage for the Eagles.
Oh, yes.
For the other team to not know. And I don't give a single hot fuck what a gambler thinks if I'm coaching the Eagles.
Totally. And for all of that, I'm with you.
Yeah.
The problem is the NFL currently has a deal with a gambling sponsor. So, like, they're on the books with Caesars.
Right.
Caesars owns the NFL for the next fucking 3 years. I guarantee you they weren't happy about what the fuck went on. And there was a call probably made on Tuesday. From Caesars to Roger Goodell that says, hey, man, put out the fucking correct injury reports.
Yeah.
Or we're not doing this bullshit.
I mean,
anymore.
They're still going to game it any way they can.
Yeah, of course.
Because why would you give... You want to withhold as much information as possible until fucking the last second, right?
Right. But let's take that game in particular, for example.
Not that it mattered anyway.
It didn't, but here's the thing. I moneylined the game. I did it live on air. We posted it in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook and all that shit. the amount of fucking comments underneath that of like, fucking who's he playing? Delco fucked you, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Delco didn't fuck me. Eagles fucked me. Like, and from the Eagles standpoint, I know why they do it. However, the NFL as a product, when your product is not very good and it is reliant on gamblers watching these fucking games, you got to report who's playing and who's not. And there'll be something put in place. I can promise you that going forward. That's just my guess.
I can see that because we kind of had that with Burrow earlier in the year as well.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the second sort of...
Remember Portnoy went on a fucking...
Controversy, yeah.
Rampage of like, he lost $1 million on that game because he didn't know Burrow was healthy. Somebody actually sued, by the way. You know that, right?
No.
Somebody sued the NFL and the Bengals on that for the injury report.
Yeah.
The case ended up getting dismissed and tossed towards the end. But it was only because he played or whatever, and you know, yeah, for a little bit, I guess.
Right.
And then was out of the game. But if they said if he didn't, there would probably be a case there. So, like, I'm imagining something will be put in place. It was weird. I still won at the end, but, like, I felt like I was going to have a heart attack and shit my pants at the same time. It was like a number seven.
Well, that's gambling.
It is. But I still want to know who's out there before I place the money. You know, like, yeah. I bet the money. And we were doing the show. All right, kids, you know the rules. We'll go over last week's winners and losers and then hit you with the odds for this week over here. We got BioProtein on tonight, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'll get to them during the ad reads here. We'll start off with the Thursday night game. Man. First loss of the week here. Told everybody to bet the under. We all hammered the under on this show. All four of us. It was the Raiders versus the Chargers. Now, the Raiders lost the week before 3-0.
Yeah.
On a last second field goal, and that's how they got the three. Wasn't even early on in the game. This game, 84 total points scored in the game, and the over under was 30.
And I think it was, 42-0 at halftime?
Yep.
Yeah.
The
Raiders.
The over was covered halfway through the second quarter just on the Raiders. Chargers had nothing to do with it.
Yep.
So, lost. Don't know what to do anymore. Easton Stick was the quarterback of the Chargers there, and then your Mexican boyfriend was the quarterback of the Raiders there. Congratulations. Vikings-Bengals was up next. Very, very entertaining game. Had a lot of money on this game. I was in a hurry, full disclosure, if you follow the bets here off of my bookie and Drinking Bro Sports. I always post the bet slips. I tell you the same thing every time on every show. If it's 3 or 7, buy the half a point. I was in a hurry. I had to coach my son's basketball game. I just hit it. I didn't have time to look for the alt line there. It was -3. It was a push. I got my money back, but like, you know, God damn it, man.
Yeah.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
It's my fault. And
you're letting it rip.
Well, I posted it there and like, dude, I was in a hurry. So like, I apologize, but. Yeah. Next up, Steelers-Colts had the over on this one, ended up winning. Garner Minshew, all this guy does is fucking win games. They're in the playoffs.
Ugh, God.
Right?
Probably.
8-6?
It's going to be a fucking, that's going to be like a playoff game I skip probably. Actually, no, I think they're slated to play the Chiefs right now. I think that's the way it lines up.
Everyone's so convoluted in the AFC right now. Like, currently the Bills are not in the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah, because they're all 8-6.
Shit.
Yeah,
dude.
There's a huge like log jam in the on the back end of
and the Bills are looking good right now. But Minshew, dude, Super Bowl. He'll probably win the Super Bowl this year, dude. Three tutties. Trey Sermon had to fill in this game. They're down to the third string running back in Indianapolis. Looked great. 17 carries, 88 yards. Way to go, Trey.
You know what I call a third string running back?
What's that?
A first string running back.
Exactly.
The same fucking thing.
Same fucking thing. By the way, Trey Sermon, third string running back at Ohio State. No, third string in the NFL, doesn't matter. He's still putting up the same yards.
Yeah.
Set a bunch of records at Ohio State as well. Next up was Broncos Lions. Oh. I had to take a step back on this one. All right. The Lions, I was out on them for the year. They fucked me. I've lost so much money in the Lions this year.
It would just look cold. It's cold this time of year in Detroit. God,
it's not. It's a dome. It's a dome
but
stadium.
They're all better.
It's a dome stadium there. Jared Goff threw 5 touchdown passes against the Broncos. The Broncos were on a roll.
Yeah.
It was 5. Spread was 5. I felt pretty good about it. Even if it was a field goal game, didn't touch it, nothing. And betting on or against the Lions this year has really, really fucked me. Jamar Gibbs. This is the Bijan Robinson of Detroit. I don't know why they don't give this guy more carries. He's fucking incredible. 11 carries, 100 yards on the dot, and a touchdown. Give him the fucking ball. He can catch. He's great. Just let him fucking go. You're going to win the goddamn games there. I don't really understand what's going on. Lions, though, quietly are 10-4, Bob.
Yeah, pushing for a 2 seed potentially.
Yes.
I mean, they have the same record as the Cowboys and Eagles. I think the Niners are probably safe with the 1 seed. They have kind of a rough schedule on the back end, though, because they got to play the Vikings 2 out of 3 weeks and then at the Cowboys. So my guess is...
Vikings, though, are down to the third string quarterback.
I know.
It was Roadblocks guy. What's his name?
The Vikings third string quarterback? Who cares?
I watched him against the Bengals because I had money on it. But his head looks like a character from
Nick
Roadblocks.
Mullins.
That's it.
Yeah. That's fucking a nightmare. But I mean, look, the Lions, they had to play the Bears twice in like 4 weeks and they lost one of those games. It's just the NFL. That's just NFL shit where it's like you, the teams in your division, they know you well. And
it is,
you see them that close together.
If you're the Eagles and you get the Lions as a first round matchup, you're fucking stoked. I think the Eagles.
I think the Lions are really good, but like soft. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they smoke this team. Next up was the Bears versus the Browns here. Wild game to watch, actually. Browns had to come back with 13 in the fourth quarter. I watched this game as I was watching Fields. Fields looked great. Flacco, 374 yards passing at 39 years old off the couch.
Yeah.
Yes, he had 3 picks. Understandable. Motherfucker was on his couch, dude, in a Barca lounger 2 weeks ago.
I don't even know why. I don't even know why he's back. Like,
they're out of people.
Of all the people, though, like looking at Joe Flacco, I was like, you just seemed so disinterested the last fucking couple years.
Yeah.
In Denver and in New York.
Yes.
Like, do you want to be back? Do you owe someone money? Like, did you do your taxes wrong a couple years?
I watched his presser after this last game and like, dude, he is full of life, invigorated, grateful for the opportunity. It's weird because he never showed that much emotion when he was actually making, you know, $200 million a year or whatever the fuck it was. So he's amped. He's all in. Browns are now 9-5. I'm rooting for the Browns. I root for this team.
Their defense is sweet. And honestly, low key.
Great defense.
Low key. Great uniforms.
Well, they've always had some of the best unis in the biz. But I'll take this a step further there. Flacco's got a number one receiver in Cooper. He's got a great running back in Kareem Hunt and those guys, Njoku at tight ends. That's good
it's
enough
not the worst,
with
yeah.
that defense. Like,
yeah.
I think they could win a playoff game. Maybe
I think
two.
So like where the Lions are like a flashy team that maybe you think is a little worse than their record.
Uh-huh.
I think the Browns are a gross team that is a little bit better than their record.
100%. But their defense is so good. They're going to keep them in this shit.
Yeah. I mean, they're the opposite of the Jets, right? I mean, they're, defenses both great,
yep,
but they reacted differently. The Browns somehow like kind of rallied and decided to become a team, and the Jets just kind of folded.
And it's strange because if you look at the Jets offense, you have two great running backs. You have what could be, in my opinion, the greatest wide receiver in the NFL if he actually gets a quarterback, Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
He certainly was, you know, he's rookie of the year before, obviously, and can catch anything on the planet. But you're right. They just didn't rally around Zach Wilson or who is the other slapdick they put in there? Drake?
Tim Boyle?
That's it, Tim Boyle.
Because they were hoping to, it was like, because they were hoping to avoid Zach Wilson.
Right.
Whereas the Jets, or I mean the Browns rather, like they didn't have to fall back onto someone where they were like, oh, God damn it, this asshole again. I thought we were done with this.
Right.
You know, they didn't have someone they fucking hated at quarterback.
And so with these guys, like, they rallied around, fuck, 4 quarterbacks now. Because you had Deshaun Watson, you had P.J. Harvey.
P.J. Walker.
P.J. Harvey's the band. P.J. Walker, the kid from UCLA. What was it? DLT? What the fuck's his name? Whatever they call him.
DTR.
Yeah. And now you're on your fourth. You're on your fourth string quarterback in Flacco.
Yeah.
Like, and they're winning games. And he's throwing for 374. I root for the Browns. This is fun. If they win the Super Bowl,
agreed,
it'd be hilarious.
The Browns, like, low-key, exact same record as the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Probably will finish. They won't win their division just because the Ravens are in it. But, like, they might. There's like a non-zero chance they finish with the second best record in the AFC, which is really fucking funny.
Yeah, absolutely. Next up was Buccaneers at the Packers. Lost this game.
Well, that's because you're a fool, and you won't, no matter how much evidence is thrown in your face,
you won't
believe in the Baker.
No. 381, four touchdowns.
A perfect passer rating.
Green Bay, what happened? You guys were on a hot streak. You were going to the playoffs. We were all excited. We were excited about Jordan Love and all this other shit. And then you just got absolutely fucking shit canned the last 2 weeks. And then you're out of it. Like, these last 2 weeks cost them the playoffs and the excitement and all that other stuff.
It was a nice little flash. They'll be there eventually. Jordan Love seems legit, but
he needs dudes.
Jordan Love.
He needs dudes.
He's going to have a great career, but he's here right now. Baker's here.
Oh, God. I'm not doing
Baker's.
That.
It gets cold in Green Bay this time of year, so they had to bring in the Baker, turn up the oven.
First place Tampa Bay?
Yep.
First place Tampa Bay.
You don't want to catch them.
Sure don't. Texans. All right. This game was actually impressive. They didn't have Stroud. Tank is out for the year as well. They have no one on this team. Case Keenum comes in, who's never been good. Not one fucking single game. And
he led them to the NFC Championship game.
Who did?
Case Keenum.
For?
The Vikings.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you believe in him?
No, we beat their ass.
Yeah, exactly. Sure did. You sure the fuck did. We all bet on that. We all bet against Case Keenum.
He beat Drew Brees.
A lot of fun. We had a lot. Drew Brees was 90. We had a lot of fun. We won a lot of money betting against Case Keenum. It was great. We all had a great time. I think you guys won the Super Bowl that year, right? Yeah. It was Nick Foles. But Texans fans, you know, Stroud is out with a concussion.
It's a fun story, too, because Keenum, University of Houston, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's like 8 Houston Cougar fans in the stands that are like, yay, I remember him, yay.
Totally, but more importantly, it keeps them in the playoff picture. Now, I heard Stroud is going to be out this weekend for the concussion again, which is not
still
great.
Still in the protocol.
But, God, if he was playing and they went 9-6, dude, the Texans are in.
I think they have a little bit of elbow room. Because, I mean, you don't want to lose because everything's so close, but I don't have faith that the Broncos are going to make the playoffs, so they're really just competing with the Colts, Jags, and Bills.
Minshew. You're going up against Minshew. That's the problem.
Jags might not even win the fucking division.
I just need you to accept that Baker Mayfield is who you think Gardner Minshew is.
No. No. Gardner's got a better record. He's got a better record over there in the AFC. So, sorry. Prove it to me. Okay. Prove it to me. Next up, you got the Chiefs versus the Patriots. Had this one, but barely. Spread was 9.5 and wasn't great. A lot of shits and gigs here behind the scenes for me here on this one. Mahomes, it's the interceptions right now that bother me. Now, I know he doesn't have wide receivers and he's forced in plays, but I mean, this is the most interceptions that I can remember him having. He's got 25 touchdowns and 13 interceptions.
I think at least
those are Baker Mayfield numbers. Like, traditionally,
I think at least like 3 or 4 of those are like interceptions off the hands.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
It could be half.
It's bad. And you're right. He's just forcing shit at this point. He has to make magic because it's him and Kelsey, and that's it.
That's it. So I don't know what to think. Pacheco is out. Clyde Edwards-Helaire had to start this game. He's still Clyde Edwards-Helaire at 37 yards. I mean, they have no one on this fucking team.
Rashee
Rice, though, is starting to pick it up receiver-wise. So maybe that's their saving grace heading down the stretch. He had 9 for 91 and a tutty there. So that was nice. But there's no one on this team.
Here's the thing, though. I think all the offense has to do is just figure it out enough. Because this is by far the best defense I've ever had.
For the Chiefs?
Yeah.
For sure.
If this offense just figures out, I mean, this is every game you're going to see from the Chiefs from here on out. Like 27-17, 24-10. Like, that's how they're going to win games this
year. I agree. And let's be honest. Would it shock you if they won the Super Bowl?
Nope.
Me neither.
The fact that it's hard to repeat. Honestly, the biggest reason to just not pick the Chiefs is because nobody repeats.
Well, history.
Right.
But other than that, if there was one guy in the entire NFL that I'm putting my money on, it's Pat Mahomes. We did Anthony Cumia's show. Was it yesterday or the day before? And we were talking about Rashard Mendenhall's thing about white versus black players in the NFL. And if you had an all-white team versus an all-black team, that they would stomp them. A black team would stomp them, right? Mm-hmm. The one thing that brought everyone together was Patrick Mahomes.
Who gets him?
And so, like, the internet had a nice joke about it, and it was actually a funny thing, even though Rashard Mendenhall meant it seriously, but everybody had a good time with it, including Pat McAfee and all those guys.
Mahomes is all-time QB.
So online, somebody had the best one on Twitter. I don't know who this person is, but they go, first half, white team, second half, black team. That's the only fair thing to do, and I agree. I agree. Whoever said that, I agree, and it's hilarious, but that was the one thing we could all be unified on was Mahomes is the very best there is. Next up is Giants against the Saints. Man, lost this one. I believed in Tommy DeVito and the pizzas and the fun shit, and then it all came crashing down.
Well, it's fitting because the biggest lynching in American history occurred in New Orleans, and it was of like 9 Italians.
Yeah.
And New Orleans did what they do best.
Nope.
Killed an Italian.
You can add a 10th to that because Tommy DeVito got absolutely fucking killed down there, 24-6. Lost that one. Lost the next one. Bad, man. This one hurts for more reasons than just gambling at this point. Falcons were in first place. They've got all the fucking pieces here, man, and they refused to do anything with it. They lost to the 1-11 Panthers. Oh, well, the 1-12 Panthers. I'm sorry, 1-12. Mm-hmm. They lost to them 9-6. Desmond Ritter's the worst quarterback of all time. And I'm gonna just go ahead and read you off the rushing attempt numbers for Bijan Robinson.
Okay.
7 carries.
Smart. Gonna limit his workload.
For what?
Why even hurt him at this point?
But you were in first place last week. All you had to do was win, and then chances are you're in.
You shouldn't even want to win. You want to keep your coach. You want a worse.
That's true. And thankfully, by the way, so maybe Arthur Blank listens to Monday Morning Recap.
Yeah,
probably. Everybody else in America does probably, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
He finally yesterday said, you know what? We're going to see how the season goes as far as what we're going to do with the coach.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God.
Perhaps
thank you.
Fuck him.
I wrote in all caps to the Atlanta Falcons Twitter page. I never do this. Go fuck yourselves. You guys hate us. You hate your fan base. You hate the team. You hate our city. You hate all of us if you keep this coach.
How do you feel about some speculation going on right now about a man in Georgia right now who could take over the Falcons?
Who we got?
Kirby Smart.
Well,
there's rumors.
All right. So Georgia fans, I can at least quell your fears. So I do know somebody in the Falcons organization. I asked him about this. Zero truth to it. Kirby's not going anywhere. He's completely happy at Georgia.
Really stupid to hire Kirby Smart, because the reason Kirby Smart is currently, what, the second best coach in college football, probably?
I got him at number one.
I think Saban's back on top, baby.
I got him at one.
Saban's about to win another natty.
He's not going to win it.
He is, and Saban also just beat Kirby. His record against Kirby is well over 500.
Not going to do it.
But here's the thing that makes Kirby a top two coach in college football, and then there's like a huge gap between the rest.
I got Kirby at one.
Either way, it's the recruiting.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
His best aspect as a college coach.
But Rob, you're not factoring in everybody, even Nick Saban, wanted to be an NFL coach.
Yeah.
It like the college coach is not the end goal.
It's there. So it's there. So like to take me for example, right? In Hollywood. I don't even like these movies.
Right.
But you know, if you're Captain America, that lives on forever, that is on your tombstone, that is your fucking thing and everything else. If you were an NFL head coach, that is one of those, that's as high as you can get in the coaching profession. That's it.
I guess.
So I think
feel
you
like,
take the shots. You take the risk.
I just feel like college coaches are more revered historically. Who, like, honestly, like, okay, you have Vince.
For us.
I think in general, Vince Lombardi is probably the most revered coach in football history, so he's pro. Fair enough. But for the most part, you hear.
I got Belichick.
You hear way more about guys. He's still active, though.
Yeah.
You hear way more about guys like Bear Bryant. And you know, stuff like that.
Woody
then you
Hayes.
Do, then you do about yeah, Bill yeah. Walsh, who yeah. is all time. Don Shula.
Right.
You hear way more about those guys just in general.
Jimmy Johnson.
Right.
Well, that's.
But professionally, guys, I mean, and we'll shake it down to this because you guys produce this show. If Rogan called you tomorrow to produce Joe Rogan's show, you would probably do it. That's the biggest you could go to, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm saying no.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But he's number one. That's the dude. So is the NFL. And it's like, you get it, right? So I understand if Kirby wanted to do it or if Ryan Day wanted to do it. I know he's been mentioned a bunch of times here. I can personally tell you, Georgia fans, though, I have a source with inside the organization that there's no zero shot this is going to happen. Kirby is happy. I think he will be a coaching legend at Georgia, and I don't know what
he already is.
I know.
He literally, he's already got the statue.
But I mean, you can build on that. Yeah. It was Vince Dooley forever there, and now it's going to be Kirby. And like,
he's already got more titles than Dooley.
Right.
And
even as a fan of a team that they just beat last year, like, I know Kirby Smart is the best coach in college football. Like, I know it. And I love him. Like, it's one of those guys, man, where it's just like, all right, it's like fucking Bryce Harper for me. He's on my rival's team, but I love him, and I can acknowledge how great he is. So I don't think he's definitely not going to the Falcons, but hopefully somebody else is. Truthfully, I don't really know why they got rid of Dan Quinn. He lost his offensive coordinator. He lost Shanahan. So, like, yeah, the offense is going to go down. Like, there's nothing you can do about that.
And kind of Matt Ryan was old in that Super Bowl.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
That was the end of his career.
Yeah.
That was it. So... yeah, but he's not going to the – you're fine, Georgia Bulldogs fans. He's not going to the Falcons, so you're all good there. Next up here, we got Jets and Dolphins. 30-0 in this game.
Yeah.
30-0.
That's about what I expect from this game.
Yeah. Nothing to really talk about.
No.
Yeah.
Nothing. Next up, we got –
I will say this real quick, though.
Yeah.
If there was one Super Bowl that I would definitely be rooting for that would be fun as fuck – Dolphins Lions, just two soft ass teams slinging it on each other.
48-45 game.
Yeah,
be great.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Like
I'm in for that.
Old school Big 12 game.
Tickets would be $8. I'm in.
Fuck
I'm in.
Ratings. I'd watch the shit out of that game.
Well, the ratings are always fine for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Super Bowl is one of those things that just doesn't matter anymore. But like ticket wise, Benny, I know Benny watches the show every day. Benny would be so pissed. Tickets would be $8 for that game, and I would love to see that in person. That'd be a blast.
Oh my god.
48-45, let's go.
It's just two possession drive after two possession drive.
Yes. I would love to see that as a fan. Next up, you got the Redskins versus the Rams here. Rams are quietly 7-7 and still fighting, man.
Quiet competence.
I don't know how. I don't know why.
They've got dudes.
It's like I said, it's the only team I think can beat the Niners because they match up well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a kind of a, it's just not what the Niners want to see.
The wild thing for me, though, guys, is their running back, Sitch, they're on their fourth string. Now, he had 27 carries for 152 yards, and it's amazing to see. But what this team is doing right now with Matt Stafford and in a limited amount of talent in the offense, because Cooper Kupp's been hurt a lot of the year and all that stuff, like, it's a fun team to watch.
Yeah.
And good for them. Like, because I think this is probably Stafford's last year.
Close to it, I would imagine.
I think him, McVay, and probably Donald are gone after this year.
You know what?
They walk away.
You know what I'd love to see? Just because fuck it, and why be loyal in the NFL of all places? Mm-hmm. It's like a fucking soulless like shopping mall of a league. Just send McVay across town to the Chargers.
Oh, wow. Belichick's coaching the Chargers.
I'm fine with that too, but McVay with all that offensive talent over there, that's...
Yeah. For sure.
Because
Belichick doesn't really know how to run a modern offense.
Right. He's going to have to bring back McDaniels as his offensive coordinator, which they'll be great with Herbert and everything.
He will.
I know he will.
That's what it's going to be.
But if I was...
Everybody who's called this week said Belichick to the Chargers is done. That's serious. It's a done deal. It shocked the fuck out of me.
Why not? Let him retire on the beach.
But with a great team. Like, they have a great team.
I know.
They have all the fucking talent
offense
there.
And defense.
Yes. And he's never... really had that. I mean,
yeah, he has.
Save for the Randy Moss year.
Yeah.
Which he didn't win, ironically.
I know.
But the rest of those
literally
teams,
the greatest team of all time.
The rest of those teams, it took the greatest quarterback and the greatest coach to pull off that shitbag organization with these fucking jack-of-all-trades guys who played 90 positions.
I can't wait till he gets to the Chargers and just flips Herbert.
Oh, and makes him dog shit?
Trades him.
For three second-round draft picks.
No, it's not going to happen.
He's like, we're going with Easton Stick.
No. So, by the way, like, no lie, the calls we got this week were done deal, Belichick, Chargers, everything else. And the other one, too, surprisingly, was Harbaugh's been talking to teams. Harbaugh wanted that Chargers job, too. Same thing he wanted Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Same fucking thing. I think now if Belichick goes to the Chargers, then Harbaugh definitely ends up with the Bears. And I think that's a better fit anyways. It's just going to take a longer rebuild. Whereas right. Belichick,
you hit the ground running with the Chargers.
Belichick could win the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah.
With the Chargers.
100%. And
with McDaniels?
Yep. Well, that's what he'll do. Why wouldn't he?
Exactly. Exactly. Next up, 49ers Cardinals over here. Look, 49ers continue to roll. Shocked at how many points the Cardinals put up. Let's face it, though, 13 of them were in the fourth quarter, and they'd given up at that point. Tyreek Hill was injured last week. I know 2 weeks ago I said he's going to be the MVP. With his injury and if he's out, I think you got to give it to McCaffrey. McCaffrey had 3 fucking touchdowns in this game. 115 yards, like, that's the dude, you know?
I think it's going to be Purdy.
Do you really?
Yep. I mean, he's the betting favorite right now by far.
He is. My money, though, is going to go on McCaffrey this week. So that's where I'm going to end up being there. There was a guy, a tight end.
It would be funny for a white running back to win MVP after Rashard Mendenhall's comma.
It'd be the best. It'd be the best, wouldn't it? And you know Goodell will do it. But there was a guy named T. McBride, who was a tight end for Arizona. He had 100 yards receiving and 10 receptions. Yeah. Who the fuck is that?
You know, somebody's going to get numbers.
I guess.
It's not quite like the NBA where, like, if you play fantasy NBA basketball, like, honestly, you could just build a winner out of, like, the best player on every shitty team.
Right.
Because it's the NBA. Because you're going to score a minimum 80-90 points a game, even if you're absolute ass.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to get theirs.
They got it. Cowboys versus the Bills is up next. This one shocked me. I don't know if you guys were surprised by it, but
yeah, nope.
A drubbing of 31-10
in Buffalo. Cowboys haven't beat anybody on the road. They're really good at home.
Dak Prescott, 134 yards and a tutty.
They're a dome team, actually.
He was one of the favorites for MVP. Not anymore.
I would look out for the Cowboys being soft in the elements. So if they have to go outdoors,
I agree.
Might not be good for them.
Cowboys are going to cowboy. That's going to be it.
Especially if they don't win the division, would they have a road game?
Yes.
Week one of the playoffs?
At 10-4, probably not, but week two they would. So, I mean, if you're at Philly, good luck.
They'll be a wild card team if they don't win the division.
Yeah. So good luck. You know,
so yeah, they might have to go on the road to like Tampa or something. Who would
but that's not going to affect like weather wise.
Or Atlanta, probably. But,
yeah, or the Saints, you dumb team.
Well, man. The Falcons. I've given up on the Falcons. But yeah, one of those, and they'll be fine. It's going to be that second round game that's going to get them if you got to go to the Eagles or the 49ers. Good luck. I still have the Eagles beating.
They might have to go to Detroit. Cowboys. But again, that's a dome.
Dome.
So I still got. I got him beating Detroit. You're fine there.
So yeah. The only problem would be in Philly or San Francisco.
Philly or San Francisco is where their journey ends. That's it. That's where they blow out the tiki torch.
Because I'm pretty sure the Cowboys are right now the 2 seed, but if the Eagles win out, and they can because we have the Giants twice and the Cardinals, I believe we pass them.
And I fully expect them to. Next up was Ravens-Jaguars. Look, it's never pretty, but the Ravens win every single week. It feels like mistake-free. No fucking turnovers in this game here. Nothing flashy out of Lamar besides running.
Yeah, 97 yards.
12 carries for 97 yards over there, but they just keep winning games. They're at 11-3. Probably the first round bye in the playoffs. Who's going to catch them?
All but got that locked
right?
up.
Right? One more win, and I think that's it for those guys. So you're good to go.
But now the question is really if the Ravens' nightmare is getting a second round game against the Browns or the Bills, that is where things get like got fucked.
Oh,
God
yeah.
damn it. You know what yeah, I mean? If yeah. what they really want to do is try to catch someone from the AFC South.
I mean, they're not in the clubhouse yet. They still have the fucking 49ers this week, the Dolphins and the Steelers.
They're not at all in the clubhouse. No. Yeah. And the Dolphins are a game behind them. So that Dolphins Ravens game is going to be fucking huge.
It is. The Dolphins, though, against that Ravens defense, I don't see it happening. Bills, though, are playing out of their mind right now. And Josh Allen is he looks possessed.
How about
I'd
this?
I'd love
though,
to see it.
For fucking Christmas Day,
mm-hmm.
Monday Night Football, Ravens 49ers.
Let's go. I mean, is it Do we even need Santa to come down the fucking chimney, dude? He's going to be on TV. That's
just going to be me,
it.
A bottle of bourbon.
100%.
My family nowhere to be found.
That's it. Yeah. They'll be sleeping. Kids got up at fucking 5 a.m. to get to open presents. All good there. Last but not least was the Monday night game, Eagles versus Seahawks.
We can skip this.
Nah, we can. Sure.
Thriller.
Can.
A thriller.
Yeah, great game. It was actually a great game. Now, look, I said this on the show forever, that I believed in Drew Lock. He didn't have the talent in Denver. Certainly didn't have the fucking coaching staff.
I think it was more so the coaching staff than anything in Denver.
Could be. But now he has all the fucking talent here.
And coaching.
And when they finally turned him loose in the second half, dude, he exploded. And, like, let him go. You're 7-7. Let him do what he's going to fucking do with all his talent. You have three, like, in all sincerity, between the both of you guys, is there a better three wide receiver group than what Seattle currently has?
It's close. If there's, I mean, I don't know who else would be.
I can't
in
name
that.
Anybody else. Like the Eagles have two great ones, but like
the Dolphins have two great ones.
Two great ones, but is there anybody with three?
Oh, the Bengals, I guess.
Yeah, Bengals.
With Jamar Chase and Boyd. Yeah,
T. Yes. Higgins.
Yeah, I would still take Seattle's three over their three though, and I hope Drew Lock starts the rest of the year. Let's figure out what he can actually do. Let's just see what this kid can fucking do.
I agree. I mean, at worst case scenario, that means you have a trade piece or something. You know what I mean?
I think he's good, dude.
He's the one dude out of Missouri. I've watched a lot of great quarterbacks, genuinely a lot of great quarterbacks at Missouri, and he was the one guy where I was like, I don't know what you want.
I just think he's good. I think he was just in the wrong situation in Denver. I said this over the years, and I've gotten killed for it, but I stand by it. I wasn't happy about the gambling system we talked about at the top of the show. One thing I will say, though, about Jalen Hurts in particular here is it's hard not to root for this fucking guy, to be honest with you. I've never been a big fan of him. Obviously, you guys watch the show. But if there's anybody with more heart in the league, who is it at this point? This guy will play through fucking injuries. He will do all the things to help a team win. You never fucking see him out in the clubs doing bullshit, saying stupid shit online. Like,
I mean, even in college, he was like not happy necessarily,
he gracefully,
but
gracefully let Tua take over in the second half.
Dude, I just, like, you know, as a person and as a somebody with character, I root for Jalen Hurts because I just think he's a genuinely good person. And for him to play this game where it wasn't necessary. Like, the 49ers probably have this locked up at this point.
Yeah.
He could have sat out, and he decided to play. So, like, I'm not going to shit on him for that. He's hurt. He's trying to make this team win. He's trying to make them the best in the NFC. So, it is what it is, man. It's hard to root against this guy. I'll say that. And for anybody that's knocking him online or whatever, it's like, bro, you play through fucking injuries, okay? You couldn't even get through a pickleball match.
And the
fucking, this guy's dealing
the
with.
Beatings he takes, too, because he's over and out over. Of the pocket, yes. Running the ball. It's not like Tom Brady, like, getting breathed on. And
right. So it's hard not to root for him. Luckily, things turned out in our favor. But let's face it, it was an accident, and at least I can admit that. Like, I thought two different quarterbacks were starting this game. But I won a lot of money on it. So did we with the money line bet. $250 paid off. It's $425 here. All right. We got some sponsors to put the show on the air. We'll say those, and then we'll get into this week's picks. As always, mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. There's games all weekend. There's games on Christmas. It's great. I love it. I love gambling in all these games, even if it's just a little bit. Bet what you can afford. Please don't put a mortgage on this. Please.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You don't think you can make $25,000 a year on this? Like, it? No. It's just for fun, okay? But with all your family in town, drink some 8% hard AF seltzer. Bet on some games. Check out of life. It's fucking awesome, dude. I'll be betting this Thursday night game here tonight, okay? Go to mybookie.com, promo code DRINKITBROS, doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. All these bowl games are going on, a million things to gamble on right now. It's a blast. Next up, if you want any tickets to these events, go to DRINKITBROSTICKETS.com. Let's say you want to go to the Rams game tonight, $60 fucking bucks. $60, dude. Go get fucked up at SoFi. It's a beautiful stadium, dude. Have fun. Do whatever you want. All of our tickets there are about $10 cheaper than StubHub. Just got some tickets for Bob. So Bob will be at the Missouri-Ohio State game. Do you remember what section you're in case somebody wants to buy your beer?
C-238.
Okay.
And then I will also be, if you're a Mizzou alum, I'll be at the Alumni Association tailgate on the field at Globe Life Park. We're getting drunk on the Rangers field all day.
And I heard they're doing like wiffle ball.
There's going to be a wiffle ball field, shit. A home run derby. I'm going to throw out my fucking shoulder trying to touch 70 on the speed pitch in the bullpen.
Fuck yes. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be awesome.
I mean, I'm not going to do anything until I'm all loaded up on hard AF just to get that extra speed. Hard AF
obviously
adds 5 miles an hour to your fastball.
It sure does. Let me ask you this down there. What time do you usually get going for these games?
This is a night game.
It is.
So I think it's 8 o'clock Central. So we'll probably get there. Honestly, it's going to be a long day. I would imagine we're down there by like
2-3
at the latest. Okay. Yeah. The only problem is... just is it's a bitch to get to. It fucking sucks to get to.
Driving?
Yeah.
Well,
it's in Arlington.
Once you're there,
yeah.
The stadiums are right next to each other, mm-hmm. so that's an easy walk and all that other shit. Do you get hotels?
My father-in-law lives in Dallas.
Oh, he does? Yeah, okay, yeah. So you're good there. Tickets are pretty decent going on down there right now. You can join Bob and the boys down there. He'll be in club level, so you won't be able to touch Bob. But you'll be able to see him before the game.
Yeah, you can wave nice. To me like yeah. people do to Taylor Swift and
exactly,
her suite.
Dude.
Like
you
I'll
can
be
wave
like,
to Bob.
Hi.
You can wave to Bob. I think I'll put you behind the Missouri bench, right?
You did, yeah,
yes.
yeah.
So
yeah,
you're
on
good.
The Missouri side.
You're good to go for that one there. That'll be fun. And like Bob mentioned, Hard AF Seltzer is now live in Texas over there. Burn down fucking favorite brands. Joshua Baggett in particular. Tell him to put it in every goddamn restaurant, bar. Location in Texas. I know there'll be some available in Dallas. I think it's Total Wine. I just bought these from Total Wine in Austin last night. Already sold out within one day. I tried to tell those motherfuckers. I was like, hey, dude, we got a shit ton of fans in Texas. Like, that ain't going to do it, friend. So they're going to have to reload over there. But we're live in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, Ohio, and now Texas. Over there, most of these bowl games are in the Southeast. So if you're down there in Florida, because I mean, shit, I think 60% of the bowl games are in Florida. Just hit up the Total Wines. When every single Total Wines down there, easy to remember, and you can rock it. If you're on campus though, for University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa is all loaded up for the big game. In case you're not going to it, tickets are a little pricey for that. Head on down to Corks and Tops, grab some Hard AF Seltzer, the Shell Station on 1405 University Boulevard, and Rama Jamma, where the official hard seltzer right outside the stadium, right next to the stadium down there, and everybody will be raging for this. And then Bob will be in Dallas. We'll be in Dallas there as well. If you're not in any one of those 8 states, you can order online right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Or if you are in one of those states or near one of those states, type in your city or zip on the store locator and it'll bring you to the closest location nearest you. And it's super cheap and it's 8%. All right. Thursday night's game tonight. Saints versus Rams. This is Rams -4.5. Who you got, Bob?
Well, obviously, Dan mentioned last week or on Monday morning recap, whatever. Whatever you think is right. Kind of just fade yourself.
Sure.
Fade what it's really what it is fade what makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. So both these teams are 7-7.
Yeah.
So it's a relatively even match, so on
sure
and so
is.
Forth. But I just, the Rams have been putting up so many fucking points lately.
I know.
That I kind of just am going to say fuck it and go with Rams cover 4.5.
I'm with you there. This Kyren Williams kid who I talked about earlier here, fourth string running back there. Fuck, he was a fifth-round pick out of Notre Dame 2 years ago. Nobody thought anything of him. He's quietly got 953 yards on the season. He crosses 1,000 tonight, and that's fucking incredible. And he's only got 186 carries on the year. He's got a 5.1 yards per game. I think it's the running game that's allowing Stafford to throw to Nakau, however the fuck you pronounce his name. He's on my fantasy team in flex. He got me into the playoffs this year. He's got 1,100 yards receiving as well. Cooper Kupp. Dude, I'm all in on the
Don't Rams sleep side. On McVay. I mean, McVay is still one of the best coaches in the NFL. Absolute top five coach in the NFL.
I agree. It's just an aging team, and they've had a lot of injuries over the last couple years.
I mean, dude, it's Stafford's a Hall of Famer at this point, I think. He's quietly putting together a totally good year. You know what I mean? 3,300 yards, 21 TDs.
He'll probably end up with 4,000 yards in the season. 25 touchdowns.
Was he have three games left or four games left, including today, or three games left? Well, it doesn't matter. He'll get close. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got three games left. Shit. He might throw for 350 tonight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's in. I'm going to say he's in for 4,000 yards. I'm in on the Rams. I do not believe in David Carr. Neither should you. So I'm all in on this game tonight. I'm going to bet it three different ways just because this is our last show of the year here. So I got nothing to do tonight but drink and fucking party, dude. Saturday games back again. All right, we don't have a triple header this week, but we got a double header. First up, Bengals at the Steelers. This is Bengals -3. Keep in mind, Browning starting for Cincy, Jamar Chase out for Cincy. Mm-hmm. Steelers are now back to Trubisky still. So what do you do?
I think I just roll with the under here.
38.5?
37.5 is what I'm saying.
Oh, is it knocked down?
Okay. Yeah, I'm just rolling under 37.5. I think the Bengals win. It feels like the Bengals win just because the Steelers have no offense whatsoever. But yeah. I'm going to like split the difference on Dan's correct mantra that do the opposite of what makes sense. I just feel like the Steelers might end up winning this game like 14-10.
Yeah.
But so I'm just rolling under.
I like the Browning kid. I like him. He's looked good. I've bet on him the last couple weeks here. I'm going to roll with it. And it's the same spread as last week. I will buy the half a point. I don't have to coach a kid's game on Saturday. They're off for Christmas. So I'm going to take Bengals -2.5. Only because this dude's confidence, man, is unflappable right now.
He's great. I totally think they could win.
It's weird to see.
Yeah, I totally think they could win. I just I don't.
I agree with you. It's a hard game to pick. The only reason I'm betting it is because it's Saturday.
Yeah,
and I'm off, and you know we'll be getting ready for Christmas and all that stuff. So, yeah, dude, I'm gonna relax for the first time and the only time this year. Let's face it, it's a night game. Now this one, I want to point out to everybody. This is only available on Peacock.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people have the Peacock app. Delco, do you have it for golf? No. So you're not gonna be able to watch the game. Strange. This is Bills at Chargers. This is Bills -12.5. Now, the coach is gone.
Right.
The GM's gone. Do the Chargers, well, Herbert's out for the year. Do the Chargers end up trying to play for their fucking new coach or no?
No, they have nothing to play for.
I agree.
This is a fucking nightmare for them.
I agree. Josh Allen's numbers on the year are super weird, by the way. 26 TDs and 14 interceptions.
He slings it. He's a gunslinger.
He is. And if he won the Super Bowl, by the way, I'd be amped about it. I really would. Like, I still root for him.
I'd be happy for the people.
He's
of
a
Buffalo.
Loser, but yeah. Look, 12.5 is a lot of fucking points in the NFL. This is one that will go in a teaser for me, and more than likely, I'll end up teasing both of these down. Truthfully, man, let's say you tease this down to 36.5. I think the Bills might score 42 on their own in this game. Like, for real.
Yeah.
What do the Chargers have left to play for? They're 5-9, starting quarterback's out. Coach is gone, GM's gone. Who cares at this point? Tickets are $30 down there. So, you know, I'm in on the Bills, but I'm going to tease this down and follow us on Drinkin' Bros Sports on Facebook. You'll be able to see the actual slips earlier in the day. Quick reminder, though, this is a 3:30 and a 7 game, so it's not early. So you have some time there. And I enjoy it. So at least there's something to watch on Saturday night. I don't know what the bowl games are on Saturday night.
It starts to ramp up and get pretty good this week.
It usually does. I just haven't checked the schedule yet.
Yeah. I'm going to take I'm trying to find the actual line, but I don't care. Anyone who listens to outside the top 25 knows I do this all the time.
Uh-huh.
I just take the Bills team over.
Okay. I bet you that team over is going to come in at 28.5.
I love it.
That's my guess.
I think the Bills score 30.
I do too. I think they can beat this over on their own. Yeah. I don't even know if the Chargers score.
Yeah, I think if I think Bills team over is where I live.
Who is the backup quarterback for the Chargers?
Easton Stick.
That's right. Jesus Christ.
Easton.
Yeah. Bills all the way. Bills all the way in this one. Next up, oh boy, pains my soul, dude. Pains
rips
my
you. You just ripped in half for this game.
Rips my asshole in half. All right, this is Gardner Minshew, greatest quarterback in the NFL, MVP candidate, currently leading his team to the playoffs against the Atlanta Falcons. This is in Atlanta. This is Atlanta minus 2.5. Now, I'll tell you why. Obviously, you guys don't follow this, the Falcons, nor should you. Unless you're a fan of this team, you shouldn't even waste any time on it. They did switch over to Heinicke for this game.
Okay.
So, Heinicke versus Minshew, it's fun. Like, those are two gunslingers who don't fucking care. And this spread is exactly where it should be. I think someone wins by a field goal. I just don't know who the someone is in this situation.
This feels the most NFL possible outcome is Falcons win this game. I'll just go ahead and take it to be, by a field goal.
Okay.
I think that's the most NFL outcome, right? This is two, like, relatively mediocre, even matched teams, whatever. It's at home for the Falcons. The Colts are inconsistent, and I don't want to see them in the playoffs, really. So, yeah, I'm taking Falcons.
So, I'm going to ride with the Colts and Minshew on this one. Part of it is with heart because I want our coach to get fired. This was certainly helping that. Part of it is I want to get a better draft pick. And then quietly, Michael Pittman Jr., 100 receptions and 1,000 yards on the season with fucking Gardner Minshew. Is that nuts? That's a fucking big boy. If the year was over right now, that would be a great season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking crazy. So, look, I think the Colts just have a better overall team. Better coach team out of those guys. And look, if Bijan played and they gave him all the carries and Heinicke and they were throwing it around, slinging it the way that they should with all his talents, I would say the Falcons, but no. Now, if you are in Atlanta for this, it's Christmas Eve. If my mom and dad are watching, dad took me to a Christmas Eve game as a kid. Got blackout drunk and slept through the dinner there on Christmas Eve. I'm sorry, Mom. I love you so much. But just know that dad did that. This is another Christmas Eve game there at noon in Atlanta. So tickets are $18. $18 for an NFL game. Holy shit.
Is it, and it's on Sunday or? Yeah, it's a Sunday game. So you don't even get to eat the Chick-fil-A.
No, it's close.
Yeah.
It's close.
The Chick-fil-A in the stadium. Nope. Always closed.
Don't know why they ever built the Chick-fil-A in the fucking
weird, dude.
Stadium's gorgeous, by the way.
They do use the venue more than Sundays. Quite often,
but
you can only get it at like it's like at a Beyonce concert or the SEC championship game.
Taylor
like,
Swift,
yeah,
that's it. Not for the fucking. Because the Falcons haven't had a Monday night game in years. I mean, they're fucking terrible. So look, I'm in on Minshew. I'm in on the Colts on this one, and I think they continue to roll. I want the coach to get fired and all that other stuff. But Heinicke and Minshew, for real, will make this game fun. I mean, they'll both chuck it around, and they're both last second quarterbacks. Like. It'll be fun to watch, so I will watch this game, actually. Next up is Seahawks at the Titans. This is Seattle minus 3. Bob, who you got?
Geno Smith is apparently a full go,
boo! Quote unquote.
But just in practice. Like, he's fully practicing.
Let Lock play.
They have not been committal on who the starter will be, nor which is what you should expect, regardless
Bullshit.
Of what they... Regardless of what they plan on doing, that's what you should expect.
Bullshit.
Either way, the Titans are really bad. I like Seattle to win this game. I think Seattle's are they in the playoffs or are they in the hunt still right now?
No, they're in the hunt. They're in the hunt. They're 7-7 right now.
Yeah. I kind of like Seattle to back their way into the playoffs. Sneak in there.
Yeah. So I'm in on Seattle too. I'm going to take it down to 2.5.
Yeah.
Three.
Same
half a point.
Yeah.
But I would love to see Lock play. Like, let's see what can happen here. Geno Smith is 90 years old, and it's, you know, let's see what Lock can actually do with this much talent. That's all I want to see. Like, there's guys that I believe in that I watch, and I got to see in college, and usually we're on the field for most of this shit. I'm telling you, man, I think Drew Lock is talented. I just want to see him with a full team real coach and all that shit, and just let's see what happens.
I will say this too, the Seahawks better make the fucking playoffs because they have a really favorable last three games.
Oh yeah.
At Tennessee today or this week or whatever.
Yeah.
They get the Steelers at home, yep. who the Steelers are not easy necessarily, but can they score?
Defense, no offense.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And then at the Cardinals to end the season.
So they should be in.
They have a nice open path.
And the weirdest stat for anybody in fantasy out there in these PPR leagues and all this other shit is DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf, 56 receptions only on the year.
Yeah.
Only on the year. So half as many as Michael Pittman.
Yeah.
Same amount of yards. 942 fucking yards.
Fucking yak god, baby.
Nuts.
He's deep, great.
He's great. Let fucking Locke throw him the goddamn ball.
Man, the Seahawks are... If they do make the playoffs, that's going to be a very annoying first or second round catch, depending on who they match up with.
I think if it's Locke, man, and they turn him loose, I just turn him loose.
They don't even need to fully turn him loose. They have Kenneth Walker, too. Like, they can play a pretty balanced.
They got all of it, too. Yeah. They got a tight end. They got three great receivers. They got a great running back. I believe in Drew Locke. I think they could do something if they just fucking go all in. It seems like Pete Carroll just won't commit.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. It's strange, man. He's 72. Go for it. You don't have many years left.
It's not surprising to me that a man who doesn't believe in 9/11 doesn't believe in Drew Locke.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll ride with that. Next up, you got the soft-ass Lions against the Vikings. This is Detroit -3 here. Oh, God damn it. I know that I said on this program a few weeks ago I was never going to bet on Detroit again. Here we are. I'm betting on Detroit again, -2.5. Who's the quarterback for the Vikings?
It's Mullins or whatever.
Roadblocks?
Yeah.
Okay. Roadblocks is there. If you're the Lions, you've got to win this fucking game. You've got to win this game against Roadblocks there. This doesn't make any sense. I lied to your faces. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I'm taking Detroit -2.5. Who you got?
Yeah, same. Detroit -2.5. They need to win this game. This is one of two games.
11-4. You believe that?
I know. Well, no, I would have believed that because we thought the Lions were going to be really good.
We thought
they're going to be a top three team, and they are a top three team in the NFC right
they
now.
They are.
So.
It's just they've had some bad losses. Next up, Commanders, Washington Redskins against the Jets in this one. This is Jets -3. I don't watch this game. I don't bet on this game. I don't do anything on this game. I don't know about you. Is there what's the interesting part for you to watch this game?
Oh, nothing.
Me neither. I think there's a bunch of other games that I would rather watch than this.
Wasn't there a meme going around that this is a 32nd ranked offense against a 32nd ranked defense?
Yeah.
So who do you take?
Who do you take? The over under is 37.5. You don't take anything.
Probably the Jets.
I don't. Just don't do it, man. Look, there's a million great games to bet on this week, luckily. This isn't one of them, man. So check right the fuck out of this one and pop on over to the fucking Heineke versus Minshew or fucking Drew Locke or Lions or skip this.
There are actually a lot of fun games.
There's fun games this week. Yeah. I'm happy about this week. Skip this game. I hope this isn't in my quad on YouTube TV. Again, not a sponsor, but I love those guys. You know who is, though?
Hmm.
BioProtein.
Yeah.
Tech.com over there. Look, kids, if you're looking for HGH, human growth hormone over there, best in the biz, in my opinion. Little tiny vial just goes underneath your tongue right before night-night. Not only will you sleep great, you'll recover the next day, you're ready for workouts. All of us, man, after the age of 35, 50% of men, dude, T starts to go down, testosterone starts to go down. I'll find out in 2 years. Okay, I'm only 33 right now, but I'm getting ahead of it just in case. All right. Look, there's no needles, no syringes, no fucking doctor visits, any of that fucking shit, dude. You can just order it straight to your house. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS for $30 off over there at BioProteinTech.com. It's going to be in the audio description down there. Head on over. Grab yourself some vials. It comes in like 30 vials, so it's just one for every single day of the month. Boom. You reorder it. It gets shipped to your house. It's fucking awesome. The recovery's been great. I've been on it now for about 2.5 months, and I love it. It actually helps your skin, too. Like, my skin feels better, which is nice. Keeps me fucking young. It might even keep this mustache growing over there. Huge fan of it. Dan and I have been using it for a while over here. Go to bioproteintech.com. Promo code Drinking Bros, $30 off over there. HGH without the doctor visits, all right? No needles, no nothing. Pop it under your tongue, you're good to go in that tiny little vial. Packers versus Panthers is up next over here. Packers minus -5. Who you got down there in Charlotte? Tickets were, by the way, this wasn't a lie. A bunch of people DM me about this. And they were like, hey, dude, tickets were 45 cents last week.
Oh.
They were. So we look, we own a ticketing company. They were actually 45 cents. A lot God of ticketing, by the way, a lot of ticketing companies.
You got to think about the fees.
Right. Weren't even selling them because of the fees. So like with the fees and all that shit, they were $18. There was one listener who hit me up and was like, man, there's like fucking $18 in fees. And I go, the tickets were 45 cents. So you paid $18.45. I don't know what to tell you there.
I think you'd be all right.
You're fine. Charlotte, it's 52. I'm going back to North Carolina on Tuesday there. It's beautiful. If you want to go and just watch an NFL game with your kids, make it affordable, all that shit, go down there. It's actually a decent stadium. Nobody gives a shit about the Panthers, but Packers fans will be filled. Who you got in this one, Bob?
Yeah, they travel well. Just Green Bay, whatever, minus -5. Mm-hmm. The Panthers are fucking terrible. And honestly, don't be fooled by their gutsy performance last week. Wasn't it dumping rain?
It was.
Yeah.
It was pouring the entire game. And look, you're playing the Falcons too, the worst coach team in the NFL. I actually like Jordan Love. I like all this shit. I don't know what happened to them the last 2 weeks. I got burned by him, but I'm going to bet on them. And if you look at Jordan Love's numbers for the year, he's on pace for 4,000 yards.
Yeah, they're not a finished product.
So
it's just they're gonna have shitty. There's not a finished product.
No, and so to the Packers fans, because we have a lot of them, a lot of fucking fans who listen to the show who are Packers fans. I think your future's bright over there with Jordan Love. I think it's great. You need some wide receivers. You need some running backs and all that stuff. And they could be a fun team.
Considering
man.
How deep the talent pool is in this draft, especially for like skill position players and shit, like they should be rooting to not make the playoffs.
This is the year, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you could load up on any fucking position you want over there. So look, I'll take the Packers in this one. Last week it was pouring rain. It's not going to be on Saturday. Sunday. It's going to be 52 degrees. You're fine. Next up, man, I wish CJ Stroud was playing this game. Browns versus Texans, because this is a really good game.
That would be an incredible game.
8-6 Texans, 9-5 Browns. This game actually means a lot.
Yep.
He is not scheduled to play right now. Lights out numbers on the year, 3,600 yards, 20 tutties, and only 5 picks. This would be a blast of a game. I don't know who the Texans' backup quarterback is.
It's Keenum.
That's right.
Case Keenum.
Okay. Ugh. Browns minus -2.5. Who you got?
I kind of like the under at 40.5.
Yep.
I don't think the Texans are going to muster a ton of points against the Browns. And I kind of think we're going to have a Flacco hangover. You know, last week everyone's like, oh, damn, does Joe Flacco still got it? We're going to see the other Flacco that we know.
Okay.
This week. I'll take the under, and honestly, fuck it. Texans money line. Okay. Texans need this win. They'll scrap out a way to stop the Browns offense, which is not as good. It's not that great. It's not great. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna get ugly Flacco this week. I'll take the home dog.
No. I don't believe in Case Keenum. I'm going to take the Browns. The Browns defense is nasty. I think this spread is exactly where it should be, because I think it's going to be a 3-point game either way. Texans or Browns, however you want to go on that one. But I'm going to take the Browns on this one. I think they moved to 10-5. And if you're being honest with yourself, guys, if they go 10-5, the coach for the Browns has got to be in the conversation for coach of the year.
Yeah.
With this fucking dog shit team over there. I mean, they lost the best running back in the NFL. They're on their fourth quarterback. Like, how they're 10-5 if they win this game is a fucking miracle. And I'm actually rooting for the Browns. It would be hilarious to see Flacco win a Super Bowl.
Another one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like two for Joe Flacco would be.
That would be really fucking
hilarious.
Funny.
They're on their way. Look, they win this game, they're in the playoffs.
It's a big game. I kind of think they lose, and it's just like they're just going to be a team that is way better than their record. You know what I mean? And they're going to jump up and bite someone like the Ravens. We might have a situation where both one seeds lose in like the second round because they catch the worst possible matchup. that being the Rams and Browns or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It could happen.
Next up, we got the Jaguars at the Buccaneers here. This is Tampa minus 2.5 at home. Who you got?
I kind of think the Jags are going to go into a free fall. Give me the Bucs.
Okay.
I kind of think the Jags are really going to fall apart here.
It's going to go one way or the other. You know, either they're going to win and then drive to the playoffs because this will put them at 9-6. And they'll, you know, look, they'll probably be in. What's the schedule like the rest of the year for
the Jags?
Yeah.
It's laughable. This is their hardest game.
Great.
They get the on the road at the Bucs, then they play the Panthers at home, and they finish on the road at the Titans.
Wow, beautiful.
It's fucking terrible.
Beautiful.
Why are all of the worst fucking teams in the NFL, the lamest teams in the NFL, in SEC country?
I don't know.
The Jags, the entire NFC South.
Falcons.
Yeah.
Tampa, all of it. I don't know.
It's crazy. It's like the worst professional football possible is being played in the part of the country that loves football the most.
Can't figure it out. Can't figure it out. And that's why when like the Falcons are good, people will go nuts. Like the city will go nuts.
Yeah.
It's just they can't put a product on the field. This one, I'm going to take the Jags, though. Look, they need this. 8-7 ain't good, man.
They're already on a three-game losing streak. Kind of a brutal stretch, though. The Bengals, Browns, and Ravens, like not the most fun stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, before that, they had only lost to the Chiefs. Before this stretch, they had only lost to the Chiefs, the Niners, both fair enough, and then you know the Texans was weird at the time, but now looking back, it's like, oh no, CJ Stroud's legit, whatever. But then these last three games are, so maybe they're in like a Lions situation right now and they come roaring back, win the last three games. And
yeah, I got the Jags in this one for that reason. Look, Lawrence is quietly on his way to 4,000 yards. I know he's been injured, whatever else. I think the most impressive stat, though, out of all these guys is Mike Evans, dude, with a shitty quarterback. 66 receptions, not a lot. Over 1,000 yards. 11 touchdowns.
We've talked about it on the
guy's
show.
Guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, easily. We've talked about it on the show before. I've mentioned this on the show before where there's a lot of A&M fans who low-key say that Mike Evans made Johnny Manziel because Johnny Manziel would run around, huck it up somewhere, and Mike Evans would save his ass.
That's what McCord had with Harrison for 7 consecutive years. Going back, dead serious.
Yeah.
People forget that was his receiver all through high school and college, and now he's at Syracuse. So I believe in that theory, by the way, especially if you're not studying game tape. Oh, cool.
Which
just
he doesn't.
Throw it to the guy who's 6'5 and never drops a ball. Yeah, I think there's a lot of validity to that. Next up, Cardinals versus Bears here. Yeesh.
What? Why?
I know. Why? 4.5 for Chicago. Two teams that don't care. I mean, look, two teams that should be caring about the draft.
This is where I wonder what the fuck the NFL is doing, because there's only 4 games on in this block.
Right.
And one of them is Cardinals-Bears.
And it's a central time zone, so it's not like it's a West Coast team.
Yep.
Right? So what the fuck are you doing with this?
The other one, now, maybe what their reasoning is that they can that just means they can broadcast the Cowboys-Dolphins to as many people as possible, which is also in this time block.
Oh.
Because the other three games, Bucks Jaguars is like interesting if you're a really hardcore football fan, but then Cardinals Bears and Patriots Broncos make me want to fucking puke.
Yeah.
Whereas Cowboys Dolphins is dope. That's fucking fun. But all the other ones in this time slot are either like interesting if you're a nerd or just awful.
But explain this to me. This is the point in the season where you're allowed to swap out the Sunday night game. Why is it not the Cowboys-Dolphins for that primetime game on Christmas Eve? I can't figure that out.
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's Patriots versus Broncos, which I don't care about.
I guess it doesn't maybe matter as much because everyone's home all day on these days.
My wife is going to be happy because I'm not watching that Patriots-Broncos game.
That's fine.
Like, I'll be able to watch Christmas Vacation or Christmas Story or whatever we watch, right?
We do Muppets Christmas Carol, I believe.
Oh, this is what you guys do your house?
That's our Christmas Eve film.
4 Christmases is low-key starting to gain steam with our family over the years. But we'll start off with the Bears-Cardinals here. Chicago minus 4.5. I'm not touching this game.
It's fucking gross.
I don't care about
stupid.
This game. I won't watch this game. If it's in a quad block on YouTube TV, cool. I enjoy watching Justin Fields play just because he's running for his life, and I'm wondering if he's going to die every game, but that's about it. Don't give a fuck about anybody else in this game. So bet at your own risk. There's better things to bet on, including this next one. Great game to bet on.
Yeah.
Cowboys at the Dolphins in Miami. tickets, by the way, for this. And I know I say this once a show for either college or NFL. You can tell how amped everybody is for this by the ticket prices. The last row in this stadium is going for $245 there. So people are fucking amped, which is hard. I've been to Miami sports all the way around. Baseball, college, NFL. Never seen ticket prices this high for Miami.
Yeah.
Ever, ever. Messi, that's it. That's it. This is Miami minus one at home. To me, this could have been a pick'em game if you wanted to. I think Vegas just gave them a point just because everybody's going to bet on this one way or the other and take the money line. Who you got?
Dude, give me fucking Cowboys money line and the over at 49.5.
Yep. Look, you guys know that I hate the Cowboys. I hate them more in December. But you know who's softer than the Cowboys in December? Dolphins. I think the Cowboys actually beat the Dolphins here. And I don't think it's that close.
Really?
I think this is probably a two-score game, maybe, for the Cowboys.
Ten points? Like Dan said, the Cowboys have sucked on the road, but I don't know. The Dolphins are just...
Yeah, but Miami's different, man.
Yeah.
Because there is no... It's not like you're playing the Chiefs, right?
Right.
So you're not going to get the fucking crowd noise and all that other
bullshit.
Let
alone the weather.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So, like, it's... Look, it's going to be 76 at kickoff.
Nice, clear day.
Beautiful. Cowboys are fine. And then this is going to be another thing for those Dolphins fans, man, where you're going to look back and like, hey, you can't beat the good teams. And they can't.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Give me the Cowboys, which is rare. I never really say that. Next up, Sunday night game. No idea why. Not going to watch it. Don't really care. Patriots at the Broncos. Broncos have something to play for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least in the playoffs. Patriots do not. This is Broncos minus 7.
Yeah, I'm taking the Pats to cover.
Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, I feel like that's way too big of a line for a team that is mediocre and inconsistent like Denver.
And if you believe the sources over here that Belichick is going to the Chargers, he didn't give a fuck about the draft pick, so
right.
he could probably try to win this game.
Why not?
Why not? I would probably ride with the Patriots in the points, maybe take it up a half a point to 7.5.
Yeah.
And then and that's it over there. This is a must win for the Broncos or they're out. So they got to win this game. Next up, Christmas Day.
Triple header.
Full slate of games. The NFL is trying to dominate your life. The ratings suck up everything in television. I love it. I'm here for it.
The fucking NBA must be furious.
Pissed. This was their day.
Yep.
And this is something that I wanted to bring up with all three of you guys here is, well, myself included, is I've never been amped about NBA Christmas games.
No.
Ever. The games always suck. The players look exhausted or because they got up with their kids earlier in the morning or whatever the fuck it is. I've always hated the NBA Christmas.
It's hard to get your dick hard for that.
Yes.
It's mostly just because the NBA regular season is like meaningless.
It is.
It's boring. It's stupid.
But
I don't care about it.
My dick is hard for three NFL games on Christmas.
Yeah.
Let's fucking
Well, and
go.
Then also, not only that, the people like football better than basketball and the NBA game, regular season games are meaningless, but they're kind of early regular season games too.
Right.
So it's not even, I mean, whereas you have late playoff implication games, all that shit. Yeah, man. The NBA's fucked.
Yeah.
They just better hope Christmas is on a Wednesday every day for the rest of the fucking time immemorial. Because that's the only way you're not going to get NFL games on Christmas.
My Goodell could move up the Thursday games and say, fuck you. Like,
yeah.
And it's, look, it's the three best teams in the NFL that are playing, too. So,
yep.
like, you got somebody to watch.
Four.
Four. I didn't see the Ravens down there. So, let's start with the noon game here. Oh, God, this is great. Noon, 3:30, 7:15. Let's fucking go, dude, on Christmas. Yes. Yes, dude. All right. Raiders at the Chiefs. This is Chiefs minus 10. Who you got in this one?
I feel like the Chiefs don't cover, but win. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to keep being ugly, whatever.
Yeah.
I think they win. They definitely win. They have to win. They're going to win, but it'll be by like 7, maybe 8.
I'm going to take this down a half a point, take the Chiefs minus 9.5 here. Look, it was 9.5 last week. Who did they play last week?
The Patriots.
Patriots, yeah. Same type of team here. I mean, I know Josh Jacobs is having a decent year and all that shit, and Devontae Adams, but You can give me the Chiefs on this one. I'll go Chiefs minus 9.5. This will be in teasers and all that other shit. Actually, you know what a great one too for this one is teasing Chiefs down to 3, teasing this over, because overrunner is only 40.5 down to 33. I think the Chiefs cover that on their own. I think they score probably 35 points in this. So
I don't know, man. The Vikings defense has been pretty fucking good.
Raiders.
The Raiders defense has been pretty fucking good. Like, they gave up 21 to the Chargers. It was all garbage time, right? Yep. So basically, fuck that. They gave up 0 to the Chargers. They only gave up 3 to the Vikings the week before. The Chiefs did gash them for 31, but then you've got only 20 to the Dolphins. They held the Jets to 12 before that, held the Giants to 6 the week before that. I mean, their defense has been pretty fucking good the last month and a half, which is why I don't think the Chiefs cover.
Okay. Chiefs are going to Chiefs. You're never correct in this. So maybe taking it down to 3, taking that over-under down to 33. Great. Maybe do that. Check in on Drinking Bro Sports on Facebook. Sign up. Free group. It's private. You can see all my bet slips there. Good ones and the bad ones there. Next up, we got Giants against the Eagles. Fun game, actually, because of Tommy DeVito, right? You got the whole, and then you also got the rivalry and everything else. However, the spread is not fun. It is Eagles minus 13.5.
Big spread.
Big spread right there. Does Tommy cover?
I think Tommy covers.
Yeah, Tommy Cutlets covers.
I think Tommy covers that spread.
I know.
And it's I also kind of think maybe the under hits.
The under's 42.5.
42.5? I don't know. Dan, what do you think? It's a big boy under.
I don't care.
Yeah, he's checked out. You guys lost, what, 3 in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I mean, the Eagles win for sure.
Eagles win.
I just don't. I think it's going to be the same as the game before with the Chiefs, right? Where it's just the Eagles have been a little inconsistent lately, a little not quite what you want. They win, but it's just like, ugh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna take the Giants and the points on this one. Hurts 19 touchdowns and 12 interceptions on the year so far. They've not looked great the last 3 weeks. Delco's even checked out. He's checked out on his team for the year. So you know things are bad. You know things are bad over there. Look, you got the passing Paisan on fucking Christmas too. The cutaways to the family, all that shit's gonna be hilarious. Like, let's go. All right,
his fucking agent.
Yeah, I'm in it. I'm in this. Give me the points on this one, and I'm good. Next up, dude, banger of a game to end Christmas.
It's like game
night.
Of the year.
Shit. Ravens at the 49ers. We're finally going to find out who the Ravens are. They haven't played anybody this good all year. So I'm in for this. This is San Francisco minus 5. Who you got?
Give me the Ravens to cover.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, cool. I think this is going to be a tight game.
All right.
I think this is going to be a tight, well-played game. And I think, I don't know, I might take an under here as well.
Really?
Yeah, I don't foresee a lot of huge plays.
Okay. What if I told you that the best game the Ravens have played all year, the best team, is the Lions?
Okay, good team.
What would you say there?
They're a good team.
Okay. The 49ers, though, when healthy, are the best there is right now. So I am all in on the 49ers on this game. And look, I think it's impressive what Lamar Jackson has done. He's the only guy on this team. Mark Andrews has been out for months now at this point. He may come back for the playoffs, but they don't have a running back, any running backs. OBJ is 5,000 years old.
Yeah, he's
no,
not a
dude,
person
he's on my fantasy team. He's fucked me. Zay Flowers is their number one. He's a rookie and he looks good. He looks promising. I've got Zay Flowers on some of my teams. He's great, but the rest of these they've had a very, very soft schedule all year. And I think the 49ers continue to fucking roll this week. This is one of my biggest bets of the week. And that's just me. So we'll see what happens down there. But either way, man, fucking full slate this weekend. Bowl games, full slate this weekend. Who's on the bowl games this weekend? We'll pop that up real quick.
Tonight, South Florida and Syracuse. Tomorrow, UCF, Georgia Tech.
Kyle McCord and the Syracuse. What are they, the Orange? Yeah.
Yes.
He's not playing tonight, but all right, so you got South Florida versus Syracuse. -3 for Syracuse.
Saturday, got some good ones. Starting out with the outside of the top 25 special, James Madison against Air Force, the Dukes.
Hang on, hang on. You know who you skipped, right?
Who?
Friday night game.
Oh, I know.
No, we already already said that.
He said it. He said Georgia.
Who you got? It's UCF -4.5.
I don't know. I don't care.
I'm all in on Georgia Tech. They've looked good this year, man. They're a gritty, weird little team down there. So I'm all in on Georgia Tech. And that's at 5:30.
Yeah.
On Friday night. Why not?
I don't know, but I don't really have a read on that game. But the James Madison Air Force game, James Madison's a 2-point favorite. This is their first bowl game ever.
Okay.
They're going to come out. They're really good, first off. They're going to come out fucking swinging.
Yeah, and they're -2, so I'm all in on that. JMU, yes, I'm all in. They're going to win. Georgia Tech is like very good against tough teams this year, so I'm in.
They had their improbable win against Miami.
Yeah, I'm in on that. Shit, there's a ton of games on Saturday here in college, man. Let's see if anybody else pops up. Utah, Northwestern.
Yeah.
Utah -6. All in on that. Northwestern's terrible.
Northwestern's
not playing?
What?
Is Barnes not playing or something? Like,
I don't know. Off the top of my head, I don't know. Northwestern's had actually great season. People thought they were going to win maybe 2 games. The fact that they're 7-5 already and on the cusp of potentially an 8-win season, I mean, no. It's pretty fucking impressive.
It's all Utah here tonight.
I agree. I think Utah probably rolls, but still.
Yeah. It's in Vegas. Yeah. Utah rolls.
Shout out to Northwestern for proving the haters wrong.
Yeah, that Coastal Carolina game at night. Do you guys have money on that?
No. Grayson McCall's not playing, probably.
Oh, he's gone.
Sorry. Well, sometimes you transfer, but you still play.
No, he's gone. He's gone.
Yeah.
Tough to bet on. Stay away from that. Utah, though, that's the game I'm circling here.
Dude, I'm telling you, James
JMU,
Madison.
Yes. I got those two on Saturday.
Yeah.
So we're all good there. But you got a ton of bowl games to bet on, ton of NFL to bet on. You can do all of that at mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And you're good to go, brother. Please rate the show a fucking 5-star. I know it's a different RSS feed. It's Drinking Bros Sports. Rate the show 5-star on iTunes and Spotify. And we'd be super grateful for that. Yes, the advertisers fucking care over there. And if you need me, don't bother for 2 weeks. I'm fucking checking out of here, dude, for the next 2 weeks, all right?
It's hard.
I'm all in on these fucking games. I'm betting these games. I'll probably text you about some of these bets, but that's about it, all right? Enjoy your Christmas or Kwanzaa, whatever the fuck you celebrate out there. Have a happy, happy New Year's. Make sure to buy some Hard AF Seltzer to store near you and really kick things up a notch. For Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the NFL Week 16 Pick'em Show. Good night, everyone.